My name is Jim Bean, Strategic Accounts Manager for the BASF Professional Vegetation Management Group. This session is part of our continuing series of podcasts to answer common questions from our customers. Today I would like to discuss one of the most common questions I am asked, how to calibrate a backpack sprayer. As you know, herbicide labels contain use and mixing directions to maximize the effectiveness of our products. In many cases, the directions are geared toward spraying large, non-crop, industrial, or forest sites, which can make it difficult to determine how to mix and spray a small area. Please remember that our products are not labeled for use in turf around your home. If you intend to spray your yard, please visit our Turf and Ornamental website at www.betterturf.basf.us to find the best product to use in your yard. For our example today, let's assume you wish to spray a gravel lot to keep it weed-free on your ranch. You will need a backpack sprayer with wand, a stopwatch, measuring cup or bucket, tape measure, and water. I like to use my concrete driveway as a calibration site, since it is easy to see my spray pattern and to ensure my coverage is even. The first step is to lay out an area 5 feet by 22 feet. This is approximately 0.0025 acres. Next, measure 1 gallon or 4 quarts of water and add it to your backpack. Start your stopwatch and spray the area you measured just as you would spray your target area. Remember, you need even coverage. In this case, since you are spraying for bare ground, you need to make sure you use adequate water volume to get the herbicide to the soil surface. Typically, this is 100 gallons of total solution per acre. I recommend a flat fan nozzle rather than an adjustable cone nozzle. The flat fan provides a set spray pattern width, allowing for even coverage. Once you have sprayed the area, note the time it took on your stopwatch and pour out the remaining water into your measuring device and record the amount. For our example, it took 2 minutes to spray the area. You have 3 quarts of water left, so you used 4 quarts of water minus 3 quarts of water, which equals 1 quart of water, or 0.25 gallons of water. To determine your total volume per acre, take the amount of water used to spray the area, 0.25 gallons, and divide it by the size of the area in acres. So 0.25 gallons divided by 0.0025 acres equals 100 gallons per acre. If the dimensions of your gravel lot are 50 feet by 90 feet, this is approximately 1/10 of an acre, or 0.1 acres. If it took 2 minutes to spray 0.0025 acres, then it will take 2 minutes times 0.1 acres divided by 0.0025 acres, which equals 80 minutes to spray the gravel lot. If it took 2 minutes to spray your calibration area, spraying the gravel lot at the same speed will require 0.25 gallons times 0.1 acres divided by 0.0025 acres, which equals 10 gallons. If your target rate is 12 ounces of plateau per acre, then you need to add 1.2 ounces of plateau in 10 gallons of water. Proper calibration will save you money and provide consistent spray results. Remember to always read and follow label directions. To hear additional podcasts and to register for free online webinars, please visit our website at www.bettervm.basf.us. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.